SBS Radio.
Yvonne Goolagong Cawley's story is truly a heartwarming and inspiring one. The story of a tennis living legend and extraordinary athlete who won the Australian Open 4 times, Wimbledon 2 times, and the French Open 1 time, and in 1988 was inducted into the International Tennis Hall of Fame. These days, Yvonne is well known for her work with the Yvonne Goolagong Foundation across the country and runs a number of programs, including the Goolagong National Development Camp. Yvonne's amazing career was the inspiration for one woman to write a stage play about her life and tennis achievements. I'm Kerry Lee Harding, and this is the NITV Podcast.
I'm a complete and utter tennis tragic. I go with a couple of girlfriends every year. To be able to combine my two greatest loves, theatre and tennis, has just been an absolute dream.
You just heard there from Andrea James, a Yorta Yorta and Gunai Kurnai woman, and the writer and director of Sunshine Supergirl, which is a play being shown as part of the 2021 Sydney Festival. And you'll hear more from Andrea in just a moment. And later in the podcast, you'll also hear from Tully Narkle, who plays Yvonne in the stage production. So, what inspired Andrea James, director and writer, and why did she set out to write the story of the life and times of Yvonne Goolagong to be played out on the stage?
5 years ago, I was gifted Yvonne's autobiography. It's co-written by Phil Jarrett. And I just couldn't put it down. It was a summer read. The tennis was on, and it was just an absolute page turner, and it just really struck me, wow, this is our first Aboriginal Women World's Champion, and it just felt like the time was right to really tell her story and just to celebrate a great legacy and to also look back on, where Australia was at, 50 years ago.
The Sydney Festival season is not the first time the Sunshine Supergirl production has been shown. It actually had its world premiere and opened in 2020 on Wiradjuri country in the small New South Wales country town of Griffith.
It was really important that we took that show back to Yvonne's country, Wiradjuri country, at the Yarrawarra Wiradjuri Arts and Cultural Festival. And it was just a really, really special thing to do, to be able to, feel the heartbeat of the story under your feet and, have the community and people and family around who brought up Yvonne. It was just an absolute delight. And, culturally, it was really important for us to be able to do that as well. We kind of have a little secret desire to literally follow Yvonne's path, because after Griffith, of course, she moved to Sydney when she was 14. And so, we're hoping to kind of follow her path with this show as well.
Actor Katie Beckett from Sydney was originally cast in the role as Yvonne, but tragically had an injury only a few weeks out from opening night at the Sydney Festival.
Absolutely devastating. 2 weeks before Christmas, just after we'd done this fantastic week of remount rehearsing and got the show humdinging, lo and behold, poor Katie slipped and broke her arm. And so, it took us, nearly about a week to confirm the wonderful Tully Narkle, who was recently in Melbourne in Black is the New White and covered for Miranda Tapsell, I think, and Kylie Farmer. So she's quite good at doing this, and she's been just extraordinary. She was in Perth trying to have a family holiday. Our movement director was in Queensland, and we literally gate crashed her Christmas holidays. She was learning all of the choreography sequences, you know, in the lounge room of her family home, and then she came back after Christmas and literally just walked into the role and has absolutely blitzed it. We just are so fortunate to have somebody, you know, with Tully's immense talent, all of her training, everything has just stood her in great stead to just walk into this role. So, you know, we were just so relieved and delighted. She just, like, we had to take our jaws off the floor when she spent her first couple of days in rehearsal, because she prepared so well. It was a really, really tricky thing to do. She's in 28 of the 29 scenes. She never leaves the stage. It's really highly physical. But you know, as they say, the show must go on it did, and it's been a real success. We're just delighted.
And if you're an audience member, don't expect normal theatre seating arrangements, as the theatre set design is set up like a Grand Slam tennis court.
A wonderful Romany Harper, Melbourne-based designer, designed the set and costume for us. And, you walk into what looks like a beautiful big clay court, tennis net, umpire's chair, the whole kit and caboodle, really, and you sit courtside. So her story is literally played out on a tennis court, which gives it this really beautiful physicality. I mean, this is Yvonne's arena. You know, that's her world, and it felt really, really important to stage it that way.
The story of Yvonne Goolagong-Cawley is one of an extraordinary woman and one sensational tennis player. And Yvonne has overcome racism and diversity in the early days to become the living legend she is today. And Yvonne still works hard, continuing her work with the Yvonne Goolagong Foundation.
When people talk about Yvonne, you know, in the mainstream media, now they always sort of say, oh, Yvonne, the Aboriginal tennis player, but no one ever uses the word Wiradjuri, you know. So for me, it felt really important that, you know, the Australia and the world knows, you know, precisely about her heritage, not to just try and broad brush stroke us, you know, that Yvonne comes from, you know, a really unique and beautiful part of the world. I'm a freshwater woman as well, grew up on my father's Yorta Yorta country. And so for me, that was really, really important that people know exactly where she came from, exactly how important her beautiful family were, you know, how much they sacrificed to let their daughter go at 14 so that she could achieve, you know, this really fantastic greatness. But also, you know, I was really heartened by how much all of the townsfolk of Burrellan, where her and her family grew up, like how much they rallied around this young Aboriginal woman. You know, they rallied and raised money, they ran raffles, you know, they kitted her suitcase out for her when she jumped on the plane. And that to me was really, really heartening, you know, and for also to just never forget about the politics. I mean, you know, Yvonne and her family weren't even given the right to vote when she first came out onto the tennis court, you know, and that's a travesty. And so for me, it's a real amazing miracle the way that she was able to overcome, you know, racism and immense privilege, you know, and just superseded all of that with her incredible, immense talent, which is really so fostered by, you know, the spirit and culture of the place that she came from. So, you know, they were the things that were really important to me. I mean, we know about the public part of Yvonne, but there was this beautiful, rich, private world of Yvonne that's just, you know, so beautiful, and it's what made her, you know, who she is today. It's just this classic, you know, rags to riches stories, if you're going to use that sort of genre. You know, I mean, if anything, there's so much more about her life that I could have written about, and lots of intricacies, you know, interrelationships and a whole host of things that happened. It's a very, very rich story. So I think more than anything, it was just choosing the parts of the story to tell and then linking them up, but also wanting to do that with absolute integrity as well. And I guess, you know, doing it in the form of theatre does give us a little bit of license to kind of heighten things. It's not a documentary, you know. It's a tale, you know. It's a heightened version of this story, and I think that theatre really lends itself beautifully to that as well. So I was really careful to do that. You know, it's not a film, it's not a documentary, it's a live performance, and so the dance and movement had to be a really important part of that. So that was the way that I chose to craft it in the end.
So what was it like for lead actor Tully Narkle to experience playing the role of Australian tennis legend Yvonne Goolagong Cawley?
Incredibly overwhelming, to say the least. I think particularly because she was so big, everyone has a version of her that they feel that they know. So stepping into the shoes of someone who is so well known and so incredible at what she does is absolutely terrifying.
As we heard from Andrea James, it was only a couple of weeks before opening the production, lead actor Katie Beckett broke her arm. So, as they say, the show must go on. And Tully Narkle learned the script and the show in only 6 days, which is rather remarkable. And Tully says she felt overwhelmed, yet at the same time terrified, playing the role of Yvonne.
I actually didn't land the role myself. The beautiful Katie Beckett, who originated the role of Yvonne in this show, had an accident and fell and broke her arm. And so this was sort of 2 weeks out before the cast was supposed to open in Sydney. I was living in Melbourne and I'd been in lockdown, and I finally got home to WA, and I got the call the day I got to WA asking me if I could step in and if I was willing to learn the script really fast and just sort of like take that roller coaster ride. And I read the script and I absolutely fell in love with it. The story of Yvonne is just beautiful, and so I kind of couldn't say no to it, and so I took on the challenge. But yeah, it wasn't actually mine to begin with.
You just heard there from Tully Narkle, who plays the role of Yvonne Goolagong Cawley in Sunshine Supergirl. Actor Tully Narkle trained at NIDA in Sydney, and this combined with her recent acting experience has put her in a good position to quickly pick up this role in Sunshine Supergirl.
I kind of think it's one of those things, like, I just had no time to think about it. Like, I had no time to sort of sit back and get in my head about it. I just had to do it. And I'm lucky I got really good training when I was at my drama school, so they sort of prepared me quite intensely for getting stuck into it, I guess. But it was no easy feat by any means. And the director / writer and the team really rallied around me. So I was kind of really lucky. It was sort of all about me for the 6 days, which is terrifying, but yeah, definitely lucky.
And this is it for this episode of our podcast series. Thank you to our guests today, Andrea James, director and writer, and Tully Narkle, actor from Sunshine Supergirl. I'm Kerry-Lee Harding, and this is the NITV Podcast. And you can listen to our other NITV podcasts, Take It Black and Ballin' Out. And you can listen just by going to where you get your podcasts from.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.